Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We had the sides announced yesterday, or the squads announced yesterday, for the All-Stars game, which is going to be super exciting. That one is coming to you on the 11th of February, Saturday night, for Rotorua Stadium. So very, very excited to see. I believe it's the first All-Stars game to be hosted in New Zealand as well, which is going to be great to see. Had a quick squiz through the squads. I'm going to go through both of them today. We'll start with the Indigenous side today. And look, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I was a little bit disappointed with the amount of stars that are missing from both sides. I'll go through the Māori All-Stars side a little bit later today, but just having a look through the Indigenous side, the forward pack, I am a little bit worried about. There are a couple of question marks over the side. The back line is unbelievable as per usual. It's going to be dynamic. Cannot wait to watch all those superstars jammed into this one back line. But yeah, the forward pack is going to be very interesting. There are a couple of guys that I'm really keen to watch in this game though. And we'll talk about both sides as the day goes on, but let's get stuck into the Indigenous side. I'll read the squad out to you first. Josh Adokar, Bailey Butler, who I haven't ever heard of Bailey Butler. I'm not quite sure where he is from, but quite often you get guys that get an opportunity in these games, and they tend to stand up and do really well. So looks like he is from Rockhampton, Bailey Butler. Just who does he play for? He plays for the Central Queensland Capras up there in the Queensland Cup. 29 appearances in the Queensland Cup, 21 appearances last year. 66 tackle breaks, some decent stats there. I haven't watched him play, though, guys. He is a front rower, though, which hopefully he can step up and have a good opportunity there to maybe impress a first-grade squad. Selwyn Cobbo, Tyrell Fuimaiano, Jermaine Hopgood, our boy, Nico Hines. Ryan James, obviously retired last year. It looks like Ryan James will be stepping out for his last game of rugby league with the Indigenous All-Stars, which is fantastic to see. I love that narrative. Josh Kerr, Ezra Mam, Latrell Mitchell, Shaq Mitchell, Kieran Mosley. Great to see Kieran Mosley again. He's obviously a hooker that has bounced around a number of NRL systems, a number of cup systems and whatnot, but great to see him back in. It's one thing with the Indigenous All-Stars, when you have a look through, you know, even just their history of how long they've been around for, when you have a look at the history of this team and how long we've been playing this game for, there's never really been a standout hooker. You would probably say that Nathan Peets has probably been the standout hooker for the Indigenous All-Stars. So they're always sort of short on nines. So Kieran Mosley, he gets his opportunity this year. See how he goes. I thought he'd be a little bit older than what he was, 94. So that means he's only 28 years old. I would assume that he would have been a little bit older than that. I'm not sure where he's playing as it stands right now. But yeah, played in the NRL a number of years ago. So keen to see him come back. Hopefully he can impress, and maybe another one that could get an opportunity out of nowhere. I remember going to an All-Stars game. I think it was the very first one potentially. And I remember there was a hooker, Waddell, was it Travis Waddell? I think his name was, who was picked as the hooker for the Indigenous All-Stars, and he absolutely killed it, played really well, and I think he got a contract off the back of it. So fingers crossed. Brent Naden, Tyrone Peachy, Tyrell Sloan, Chris Smith, Will Smith, Jermaine Tanua-Brown, Cody Walker, and Jack Whiten, coached there by Ronald Griffiths. I believe Cody Walker, he will be the skipper, and I believe from hearing a few months ago, he's going to be an assistant coach as well. So good to see Cody have a bit more control over this side and selections and whatnot. I thought that I would put together a best... Obviously, there's 20-odd names here. I'd put together a best 13 and then the guys that I think will come off the bench. As I said, the back line is incredible. Latrell Mitchell, he will be the fullback in this side. There are a couple of guys in the side capable of playing fullback. Latrell Mitchell, by far and away, the best choice there. And very, very keen to see how Latrell goes in this game. Obviously, this one means the absolute world to Latrell. We were sort of talking the other day, myself and Matty the Waterboy, about just how much this means to Latrell. And it really is just incredible. Incredible how much it means to him. So super excited to see Latrell go around. Demetrio came out and said the other day that he's returned in the best nick that he ever has in January. So very, very excited to see him. We know how much it means to him, and I think he's going to rip and tear in this game. On the wings, I've gone for Selwyn Cobbo. It's obviously been an interesting preseason for Selwyn. Made a mistake at the end of last year, jumping on that podcast. It's all blown up since. He will learn from that, but regardless, there is no doubting just how much of a tremendous talent this kid is. Got to play in the Origin Arena last year and handled himself incredibly well. So Selwyn Cobbo on one wing, Josh Adokar on the other side. He picks himself here. He'll be the vibe man in this squad. He'll be up for a huge one, Josh Adokar. The centers, Jack Whiten, he's an automatic here. Obviously plays 5'8", but plays a lot of center when it comes to rep football. I think that's the best spot to fit him in. So Jack Whiten, I think he'll probably be on the left side with Fox. On the right side, I think you'll probably see Brett Naden line up there. There's a couple of different options or different ways that you could go here. You could potentially play like Cobbo in the centers and then maybe play like a Tyrell Sloan out on the wing, but I think they'll probably go with Brett Naden in the centers and then have Selwyn Cobbo outside him on that right edge. So the back five, Latrell, Cobbo, White, Naden, and Fox. The halves, they pick themselves. The skipper, Cody Walker. I think he'll be in for a big one. I think he had a good season last year for South Sydney, but I just think that with the form that Latrell was in and how he had the hot hand, I think it just meant that Cody Walker had to take a bit of a backwards seat, which he might do in this game as well. But there's no questioning Cody Walker's passion and everything surrounding this game. So he'll be in for a big one. Keen to watch how Cody goes. The seven, Nicho Hynes, the Dally M medalist from last year. What a halves combination. What a 7-6-1, Nicho Walker, Latrell Mitchell. Very, very impressive. Obviously, Nicho Hynes coming off a career-high year last year. Obviously, his career, it hasn't gone for all that long, realistically. It's his first year of being a first-grade halfback, and this will be the start of Chapter 2 of that part of his career. So keen to see how Nicho goes. Very keen to see how he lines up with Cody Walker. As I said, guys, we're getting to the forward pack now, and it is a little bit hairy here. I'm a little bit worried about this forward pack. Up front, I think you would go with Josh Kerr from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. He's done a job there before. I think to partner him, you would go with Jermaine Tanua-Brown. I think they are probably the two best middles that are in this side as it stands right now, and I think they're both going to have to play pretty big minutes and get through a heap of work, because I'm a little bit worried about their bench, which we'll get to in a minute. Kieran Mosley, as we said, he will jump in at the nine. Very, very creative. I'm not sure where he's been playing over the last couple of years. I don't reckon he's played first grade in 6 years, maybe. So we'll see how he goes. Hopefully he can impress. But yeah, when he was playing back in the day, he was very talented, very crafty. So he'll be up for this one. In the back row, a couple of options here. Now the 13 jersey, I'll start with that. Could have gone in a number of directions. You've obviously got Hopgood, you've got Peachy. I think a lot of people lean towards Peachy. I'd probably go with Hopgood. I'd probably start him in the 13. I want to see how he goes this year. I'd bring Peach off the bench. When Peach does come off the pine, I'd have him in the 13 jersey anyway. So they'll both play the same role, but I'd start with Hopgood in the 13. I just think they're going to have to play really tough in the first 30 minutes here, the Indigenous side, because there's a big, big forward pack coming at them. Peachy, probably not the guy I'd start with. I think I'd start with Hopgood in the 13. My edges, not ideal. Tyrell Fuimaiano from the St. George Illawarra Dragons, sort of been a back rower slash centre throughout his career. He's got so much ability, but he's just never really been able to put it together for an extended period. So he's the guy I'd pick in the back row. Hopefully he's up for this one. The other guy I'd go for is Chris Smith. Probably not the biggest name in rugby league, but he just does a job when he is in there. Obviously last year, pretty... a bit of a shit fight of a season when he came in. And then, of course, Mitch Barnett got in with that flying elbow. Mitch Barnett was out for a long time, as well as Chris Smith. So great to see him back fully on deck playing footy again. So Chris Smith, I would start him with Tyrell Fuimaiano, and I would start Hopgood in the 13. They are three better defensive players, in my opinion, than Tyrone Peachey. So they're the three that I would start with. Off the bench, you've obviously got the pocket rocket from the Brisbane Broncos, Ezra Mam. This will be his first Indigenous All-Stars game. Very, very excited to see the impact that he has. Very excited to see how they use him as well. You might even see him play a little bit of nine throughout this game. You've got Tyrone Peachey, who can also jump in the nine jersey. They might share that role a little bit. Peachey and Ezra Mam, though, when they inject them into this game, I think they will really shake it up. And I'm sure that the Maldy All-Stars, they will be two players that they will definitely be keeping their eyes on. But with this entire back line, it's hard to focus on many more guys. We got Bailey Butler, as we said, front row from the Capras on the bench. Ryan James, obviously playing his last game, I believe. He obviously retired last season. So Ryan James coming back for one more Indigenous All-Stars game, which is great to see. Shaq Mitchell, another middle forward. So between Ryan James, Bailey Butler and Shaq, they have got three middles on the bench there. None of them obviously well known for playing huge minutes. Ryan James retired, obviously. So it is going to be a big test for their middles. Hopefully the back line is able to overcome that. Shaq on the bench with two more guys. You've got Will Smith, a great little utility to have there. Probably don't need a Will Smith. He's another guy that could jump in and play a bit of hooker as well. And then you got Tyrell Sloan as well from the St. George Illawarra Dragons, who it looks like he will start the season at fullback.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
He's another guy that I think you could quite easily start on the wing here and maybe play Cobbo at center, as I said earlier. But that's the side I'd be going with at the moment. My starting 13, Latrell, Cobbo, White, Naden, Fox, Cody Walker, Nico Hines, Josh Kerr, Kieran Mosley, JTB, Tyrell Fuimaiano, Chris Smith, and Hopgood. The more I look at this side, to be honest with you, and I think about, you know, Will Smith, Ezra, maybe even Peach to maybe jump in at nine, maybe one of those guys does start in the nine jersey for the Indigenous All-Stars team and they bring Kieran Mosley on a little bit later in the game. But that's the only spot that I've really got up for grabs. I think the rest of them, I'm pretty confident that's how they will line up, unless they play Hopgood on the edge, but I think they'll play him at 13. So that's your Indigenous All-Stars squad, and that's the side that I would run out with and how I would utilise them. It's going to be a great game, as we said, Saturday, 11th of February, coming to you from Rotorua in New Zealand. It's going to be sensational. We'll go through the Maldy All-Stars side a little bit later today and put together our best 13 along with our bench players a little bit later.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.